As more voters in more states were approving medical marijuana use, lists emerged on what kinds of illnesses could be countered or treated with pot. Those included glaucoma, epilepsy, and cancer. Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, was another that was mentioned but also generated some controversy. Recently, one research study was completed that specifically focused on whether marijuana could help veterans with PTSD. The Valley's Dr. Sue Sisley led the study and is with me to talk about some of the conclusions. Dr. Sisley, you've been known for years as a marijuana researcher, and some may be surprised to find out the conclusions in this particular study actually point to there not being much difference between those who had real marijuana versus a placebo.
Right. I think we were all disappointed because, of course, the whole reason we embarked on this clinical trial was to try to uncover a new treatment for PTSD. And the input we were getting from all the veteran community was that they were utilizing cannabis successfully for many years now to dampen a lot of the symptoms of PTSD. So we went into the study with that hypothesis, but unfortunately, the THC did not beat placebo. It's considered a negative study, meaning THC, high THC flower did improve PTSD, but it wasn't statistically significant above the placebo response. And that's a common problem in these FDA clinical trials, especially when you're studying psychiatric conditions like PTSD or pain studies, that you often find a very high placebo response rate. Because there's just so many different psychological elements to those illnesses that can make people susceptible to placebo effect. I do want to mention that the study drug that we were forced to use, sadly, this cannabis is diluted with stems, sticks, and leaves, and it's moldy. And so we're concerned that the study drug we are mandated to use by the government is not reflective of what patients in the real world are able to purchase in regulated markets or in the what we call the altruistic market. So I think that we were eager to redo this study. We're creating a more robust study design, and we are eager to repeat this FDA phase 2 trial with real-world cannabis flower.
As more states, including Arizona, are legalizing some level of recreational marijuana, if the study you're doing, if they're not actually giving you the material where it's apples to apples, that must be a real challenge.
Yes, I heard many of the veterans in this clinical trial were very dismayed when they saw the quality of the drug that they were required to inhale. They just were astonished how little it resembled the cannabis they can easily access in any legal market. And a lot of them said, this is like garbage in, garbage out. You know, they were worried that this was going to sabotage our results from the beginning because many of them were, previous cannabis users and recognized that this was a low quality material that might undermine our efficacy data and harm our outcomes. And we are all concerned about that, even though you can't explicitly say that in your article that you're publishing. I think we certainly made some references to that. And other scientists around the country are finally getting the courage to start questioning the quality of this drug that we've been forced to use for 50 years and start demanding that the government try to open doors. So, scientists need access to options. We can't be pigeonholed into only this one type of flower that the only genetics that are available.
How much progress can actually be made then in the type of research that you're trying to do if you're not actually given the quality of the plant that you need? And even with the study you did, the number of years that it took, I mean, you want to be able to do it at the highest level to actually help people make progress, right?
Yes. It's hard to imagine that it took us 10 years total to get this study across the finish line, 7 years to navigate all the regulatory hurdles, 3 years to actually conduct the trial and get it published. So I would say, yes, the amount of time that scientists have to invest in order to do cannabis research is already so disheartening, but then to be forced to use this substandard cannabis material, which we believe is diluted and could be harming our outcomes, is really frustrating to scientists all around the country. But most scientists are afraid to criticize the government because they're so dependent on government money to conduct their studies.
Was there any progress to determine whether placebo or whatever strain of cannabis you were using, did it give any side effects? Were there any issues? Because that was one of the things that, of course, people who are not exactly in favor of this research would say, you know, is this going to cause actually further problems for those suffering from PTSD? Did you find anything like that, or did you find even the contrary?
I was surprised by how well tolerated the cannabis flower was, and even more shocking when you realize that this was a smoking study. So, you know, me as a physician, I'm, you know, vigorously opposed to anyone smoking anything. We don't want people inhaling products of combustion. But even with that, the veterans in this trial tolerated the smoked flower really well, and we saw very few adverse events. We saw no serious adverse events, and only mild side effects that were often very short and, you know, self-limited. So, for instance, sometimes if patients in the lab would smoke too much flower, you would see some mild paranoia or anxiety that would surface, but it would diminish quickly. Like within minutes, it would subside and patients would be right back to their baseline. The most common thing we saw was a little bit of cough or throat irritation from the smoking, but even that was, you know, under 15% that reported that. So I think that this study showed enough promise that given that all of the groups improved, even though they didn't beat placebo, all of the groups got better, and that the study drug was well tolerated, suggests to us that we are on the right path and we should continue pursuing this using real world cannabis flower and trying to allow patients to have longer treatment duration, because that was another concern, that maybe allowing patients to only smoke this flower for 3 weeks may not have been sufficient. If you think about, you know, regular pharmaceuticals, the, you know, mainstream prescriptions people get for PTSD, often the physician will tell them not to judge the drug for 4 to 6 weeks. And even then, it may take us 3 or 4 months to titrate patients to the correct dose. And that may be the same thing with cannabis, where it requires some self-titration in order to get you into that sweet spot where you finally feel the effects with minimal problems.
That is Dr. Sue Sisley talking about her latest research on marijuana treatment for veterans with PTSD.